We are the MRL Morning Show, and the one thing we love is teachers. And we know, teachers, your life is about to get real again as school is heading back within weeks. And we're throwing a huge party for you. It's our third annual Back to School for Teachers 2 party. So if you know a teacher or you are a teacher, listen up because it's going to be awesome, including a trip to
Costa Rica. Make sure you come this Friday, 5 to 7 at the Blackfin and Ballantine. 5 to 7, 95 cent appetizer, drink specials, and of course we get that trip to Costa Rica that we're going to be giving to a teacher that night. All you have to do is get your teacher pass and show up.
So much fun. And the Panthers play at 7:30, so.
Oh, great.
I might hang out and watch the game afterwards.
Cool. I would do that.
I didn't know there was football on Friday night.
They're playing the Dolphins.
So this is gonna blow your mind, Roy.
Okay.
Preseason, there's football Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and not Sunday.
No Sunday.
Whoa, and Saturday's like college day.
Right. Look at you.
Blowing college my hasn't mind. Started yet.
ESPN wow. over there.
Watch out. I'm breaking it down.
If you don't know the show, maybe you're new to it. Roy, not a huge sports fan, self-admittedly.
No, I hate it. I wish I liked it. I wish I had the passion because, like, I love it when I hear Manny talk with other dudes about players and, well, you know, and Kemba's going to down on the 34 and the 17. And I think that's so cool that they know all the
wrong player.
Whatever.
Different sport.
Yeah, Kemba's
okay.
basketball.
Whatever. I don't know. I think it's so cool when people are passionate about it, but I can't keep up with it.
Yeah. Cam Walker and Kemba Newton. Roy's favorite players.
Yeah. Right.
Well, speaking of Roy, we just had a discussion with him about how he accidentally said something that if his boyfriend heard might make him upset.
Right. It was a joke. I was on a podcast and they were talking about how much I love Grey's Anatomy. And it's been around. Grey's Anatomy's been around for like 12, 13 years. And I was like, yeah, you know, I started it with. I was watching it with my ex. I'm watching it with my current. And then the joke, the question was, if it still was on for another 12 or 15 years, would you still be watching it? And I was like, I don't know. By then, my gosh, I'm probably on my third. And it was a joke on how long the show's been going on. And there's no way, Grey's Anatomy is going to be around for another 12, 13 years.
Well,
but I could see where that joke falls very flat with my boyfriend, who, by the way, I love and have never any, you know.
But Sterling hasn't heard it.
I don't think anyone's heard it. I don't know.
It's a podcast, Lauren. Yeah, we can't find it to pull the audio. Like,
oh,
I
really?
Wanted the audio clip of him saying it, and like we can't find it. So, that's the good news.
That's why radio will always win. It's on 95.1.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, Lauren, it got me thinking, though, too, during that song, during Maroon 5, I was like, I'm sitting here, I'm going, I wonder if I'm, like, because Amanda and I watch Stranger Things. That's our show together. And Modern Family. And I wonder if God forbid anything went wrong, would I stop watching the shows?
No.
Because, well, don't be so quick. If it's technically your show and like you won't watch it without them, why would you watch it when they're not around anymore?
Because then they're gone and
you
have to move on.
Yeah, you don't care about them anymore, but you love the show.
I disagree. I think it brings back memories. And
really?
When you throw on Stranger Things or I throw on Modern Family and Amanda and I are broken up, divorced technically, we're married.
Yeah.
Not a breakup, Manny.
You're in a marriage, buddy.
It's costly, bro.
Do you watch those shows just for her, though, or do you truly love them? Because, like, if I truly loved a show and I got a divorce from, well, Dallas watches nothing with me, but he thinks everything, he's like, The Bachelor's on, this is dumb. But, you know, if we watch something, okay, Hard Knocks, we love Hard Knocks.
Right,
I would still watch Hard Knocks when we were not together anymore.
Right.
I don't know. That's why I want to ask you guys, MRL Show family members, to hit us up. You could text us 704-570-9595, or you can call us and let Roy and Loren know that maybe it is a real thing. Like maybe you and Bay watched something, then you broke up and you'll never watch it again. I think
you'll
that's a thing.
Never watch it again.
Because the memories are strong. Producer Nicole, you're passionate. If you and Loren stopped watching a show together, you and Loren have something and like you guys broke up, would you not watch it because it brought back memories of her?
No, I would watch the series quicker because then I don't have to wait around for her.
Good point.
Bye, Bay.
It's so like I do sometimes, so I don't have to wait for Sterling. I sometimes start series like secretly and don't tell him. because I don't want him to fall in love with the series and then have to wait for him.
That's how I am with House of Cards, because I'll go home and watch it. Like, I watched three episodes last night and I'm just plowing through. And even that's weird because I know Kevin Spacey now, and I'm on season three, and I know what's going to happen to him. He's not even in season six.
My mom and I got into The Handmaid's Tale together, but my mom lives in Florida, so she wants me to wait to watch episodes with her. So I'll secretly watch episodes by myself and then watch them again with her like it's the first time.
That's asking for a lot.
I know.
You better FaceTime with her and watch the episode that way.
But back to your point, Mainey, there's not, whenever I'm watching Grey's Anatomy, there's not one point I think about my ex. Now, well, but although...
Oh, boy, be careful.
I've been with strippers.
Careful. We're on the radio. This ain't a podcast that two people are going to download.
I would say, though, because if, God forbid, anything happened to Sterling and I don't think anything ever will, I don't know if I would watch Grey's Anatomy because I've been with him longer, and that's, like, been our show. That's our thing.
And if he's not around anymore, you're not going to want to watch it.
Ooh.
See?
No, it'll drive you nuts to not know what happened at the end of season 35.
Relationship stronger than show.
Mm. We're getting a ton of texts to the studio that say, my fiance and I took a month-long break a few years ago, and before we split, we were watching How I Met Your Mother. And we realized when we got back together that neither of us had watched it during the breakup.
Right. Yes.
That brought them back together.
Yeah.
All right. Let's bring in Nikki from Landis. Nikki, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, guys. Oh, my gosh. This is so cool.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are things in Landis, Nikki? Okay this morning?
They're pretty good. I'm headed to Morton. We're headed to work. So.
Well, thanks for tuning into the MRL show. Go ahead. What do you want to add to the conversation?
Well, when you guys started talking, I immediately said yes. I completely agree with Mainey because my 16-year-old boyfriend, this is how long ago it was, we, on our first date, watched The Hunger Games, the first Hunger Games movie, and we promised, you know, teenage love, oh, we're going to watch all of the Hunger Games movies together, and we broke up shortly after, and it took me 5 years later to watch the other Hunger Games because it made me think of him. So,
wow, you were that hung up on someone from 16 years old.
Yes.
She wouldn't even use the word hunger. She's like, I'm that thing, you know, when you want food. Thanks, Nikki.
All right, this is Taylor in Hickory. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hello?
Hey, man, you're on the show. Go ahead. What show did you stop watching?
I stopped watching Hawaii 5-0 because, well...
But everybody did. I mean, technically, right? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, I think my parents still watch it.
I started watching the series, and then we ended, and it's, I couldn't watch it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it reminds you of your ex. I'm telling you guys.
Yeah. I mean, Grey's Anatomy is me and Sterling's thing.
But now Dakota agrees with you guys.
Dakota, hi.
Yes. So, what show wouldn't you stop watching?
Well, it wasn't necessarily that I didn't stop watching it. It was The Walking Dead.
Okay.
And me and my ex-wife, we really got into the show. And after we split up, I don't really think that it was the show that reminded me of her. It was that I didn't have that experience during the show that I was able to talk to someone about it. You know, share the stories, talk about the episodes, because with my new significant other, they weren't really into it. So I guess because I didn't share that experience, that I just lost interest in the show itself.
Mm. Yeah.
Thanks, Dakota. Someone sent a tweet to at the MRL show and said that they used to watch Friends with their significant other, and they end up getting married and divorced. Now it's on all the time on TBS, and she can't watch it because all the episodes remind her of her man.
Oh, my God.
It's a thing.
All right.
All right.